Women's Shir in Chavos Halvavos, Wednesday, Shara Avodas Elokim, the 12th Shir, and it's Yom Dalad Gimel Iyar, Shemayin Hay, the 12th Shir in Shara Avodas Elokim. If you just do it, you know, you have to do it on the very basic level. Even the Orat Haranis has to be done as an act of obedience to Hashem, and that's what gives it its meaning. So you have these two structures. The Chavos Halvavos is very clear many times that the higher madrega, the higher level, the level we aspire to is Ha'ara Sichlis. But the necessary stepping stone is Ha'ara Toranis. He goes through this, at first in the Perek, in Perek Gimel, he goes through seven benefits of Ha'ara Sichlis, and then he goes through seven benefits of Ha'ara Toranis. We're in the middle of the fifth benefit, and that is quality benefit, and that is that because, you know, we're young, and just as the Rambam says, and any teacher knows, and any parent knows, first you gotta give the kid a lollipop for him to pay attention, or to learn, or to go to sleep on time, to do what's good for him, but you have to bribe him, or punish him if he's not good, and that's how you start off. So if we would only have Ha'ara Sichlis, then people would not be able to get started in their Avodas Hashem till they're probably, let's be charitable and say 20 years old. And that's being very charitable. And then what's the first 20 years? And also, how do you break out of that? Who says you'll have the ability to break out of, you know, your habits? So, like this, from the age of 13 or 12 or even before, if you look at the mitzvah chinuch, so you're trained to exercise self-control. And also there are people who are not drawn towards intellectual understanding, and therefore they have to have a certain base level. We're smack in the middle of this fifth quality. Now, you know, don't feel bad, says the Chavos Halvavos. If you completely fulfill your Ha'ara Toranis, you run straight to heaven. You know, you led a good life, you did everything the Torah said. Look how he talked about Yiba Madregas Achasidim, Hazakim. You're a wonderful, righteous person. The Yer Roy Ligmul Ha'olam Hazeva Haba, and you're worthy of all the rewards that the Torah says. Both in Olam Hazeh there's rewards, and Olam Haba there's rewards. It's great. Don't think like, what's the point? What am I, you know, it's a fantastic thing, and you're going to Olam Haba. No problem. Straight in. But, there is a higher Madrega. Umisha Olam Imanu, someone who raises themselves up, Elo Avodoshu Miderech Horas HaSeichel, where you have an intellectual understanding of why are you doing what you're doing, besides the straightforward obedience, but what is the meaningfulness of what you're doing? And there's a connection there, and you do everything like that, so the Chavos Halvavos says, then you're on a higher Madrega. Before you were on a Madrega, let's say a Tzadik Gomer, we'll call it. Now you're even higher than that. Yagi al Madregas hanaviyim ubechiri el yon achasidim. It means you're connected. You're connected to Hashem in a way that you're not when you're just being obedient, because you're fully engaged. Your intellect is engaged. Your emotions are engaged. You understand what you're doing. It's a fuller doing. I think we all know. You know, even with children. Again, I always say, you know, parents are the best example of Hashem. I said it Sunday. I said it. I'll say it again now. You tell your kid to do something, so he'll listen to you, maybe, and maybe it's charonish involved. You offer him a bribe, you're gonna punish him if he doesn't do it. He's probably a little sullen, you know. But he's gonna listen, he's gonna be obedient, and he's a good kid. He's a good kid, you know, he always listens to me. Never disobeys me, never chutzpahdik. Great kid. But let's say he's already old enough and he understands that he has to go to sleep early tonight, because he's waking up in the morning to go on a trip. and he doesn't want to be tired on the trip. You know, so let's say a 7-year-old won't be typhus that, because he wants instant gratification, which is true about 35-year-olds also. Right? We want instant gratification. But then, if he understands it, then there's like a better connection. He's not sullen. He appreciates what you're doing for him. And now the Chavis HaLavah says, and he does it b'simcha. Doing mitzvahs b'simcha is a tremendous madrega. The Chafetz Chaim talks about it a lot. We talk about it a lot. According to many, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Tachas Hashem lo avadato, Hashem alakecha b'simcha. All the reports of the Chafetz Chaim's Cheshbon HaNefesh that he used to make privately, and there's different reports about people that listened in by the keyhole. The nature of his averus was that he didn't do the mitzvah. When he would talk, he would say he didn't do the mitzvahs with enough kishmak, with enough simcha. It's a zchus, it's an appreciation. So the Chavis HaLavah says that's a tremendous thing. In level one, you're essentially doing something with a carrot and stick. The gun's pointing to your head. I mean, again, it's a wonderful madrega. Most people live without feeling that there's a gun pointed to their head and a carrot, right in front of them. And Olam Haba is much more than a carrot. And that's wonderful. But it's hard to work up. He says in the second madrega, you're gonna find the Torah sweet. You're gonna find the Torah gishmak. And a lot of times people there's a book written, I recommended it in the past, I'll still recommend it, called Off the Derech. It's not a how-to book. No. It's written by a frum Sephardi woman sociologist, and she went about it in a sociological way, interviews, talked to a lot of people. It's a big book, it's a good musar sefer, it's eye-opening in many ways. One of her major yesodos is that a person will always do what's pleasurable. And if the Torah is not gishmak to a person, you're fighting a losing battle. Because especially as the world, we know, even in the secular world, in the goyish world, in the world at large, people, there's less and less a sense of duty and responsibility. I think it's called the Calvinist philosophy of, this is what I have to do, whether I like it or not. I have to, and the world now is pleasure seeking, right? Get rid of your tape recorder, it's not good. Get rid of your spouse, if it's not giving you enough pleasure. Get rid of, any observer sees that we're becoming more people in general. Nobody here, chas v'shalom. But we become more selfish, more self-centered, more pleasure-seeking. And we want instant gratification. And if the speed dial is broken, hey, I remember when you had to wait a long time if you had, one of the numbers in the phone number was zero. Like you had to wait till that thing all the way around, right? Now if the speed dial is broken, we get nervous. But like who has time to punch but that's the reality. So she's saying, people go off. That's what she has found in her studies. She's not talking philosophy or theory. This is what came out of the interviews, that people don't find Torah gishmak. And when a teenager doesn't find something gishmak, and the whole culture is one of, I have to have gishmak. And we feed into it, for better or for worse. I think for worse, some say for better. But we feed into it because we don't want to lose them. Everybody's terrified that the kid's going to go off the derech. Kids, as I said, kids used to have to earn their parents' love. Now parents feel they have to earn their kids' love. It's very sad. It's not normal, but we are. We're all, and everybody, somebody is at the door motioning to somebody, okay? No, it's okay. I didn't mean that they're disturbing. I'm letting somebody know that someone wants them. So we feed into it, and we have to give. And everybody, I mean, I speak to people. Everybody's terrified. You know, I didn't want what we call the youth minion. I didn't want it. I fought it for years. I didn't have to fight. I said no. For years, I said no. I said kids have to daven with their parents. But Rabbi, they're not. So tell them they have to. Then they're going to go off the derech. I'm not joking. People, I don't know if they actually, that's the mentality. I know from my children. They cater to the children because everybody's terrified of the off the derech phenomenon. So that's another schmooze. One day I'll give parenting classes. I once wrote a series of articles about parenting. Anyway, but the Chavis HaLovis has the solution. Not a fake geschmack, but a real geschmack. If we can introduce Ha'ora Sichli, this is what the Chavis HaLovis is telling us, and it's logical and it's rational and it makes sense. If we can introduce Ha'ora Sichlis into what they do, so it's not just an act of ritual and obedience because of some hell or heaven of Schar V'Onesh, then they're going to get a geshmak in what they do, because it'll be meaningful to them, and, you know, try to be mechanic them, and, you know, Shara Bechina, Koros HaTov, you know, but that's what the Chavis HaLovis says. It's a powerful, powerful yesod. In Ha'ora Sichlis, you will do things besimcha. You will do mitzvahs besimcha. You will understand what you're doing. It's such a natural, normal phenomena. You understand what you're doing. It's meaningful. And the Torah is perfect. We know that. It's from Hashem. So you will find the gishmak in it. You will understand it. But when you don't understand it, then it's just a question, you know, I can't make the salad I want to make on Shabbos because I'm cutting it up too small. Like, come on. You know? And then, you know? What do you mean I can't cut up the salad because Tati's coming home first in 45 minutes? Like, and if he came home in 15 minutes, then it would be okay. Yeah. So he says, you'll do it the Mesikus, and you'll find, because the Torah is sweet, you will find the sweetness in Torah, and if we don't find it, I would suggest taking this Chavis HaLovis very seriously. It's because we're cut off from Ha'ora Sichlis. And if we're just doing Ha'ora Toronis, it's a lot of work to develop a Gishmak. You could, because you could still have that basic Hakaras HaTov, and you could still say, so if the guy that just saved your life and found you a job says jump up and down three times, you're going to have a Gishmak in jumping up and down three times because it's your way of paying him back and saying thank you. Now, that basic structure is still there, even in Ha'ora Sich, Toronis. But it's more of a battle, and it's almost a little artificial, and it's forced, and it's compelled, and you have to do it. Say thank you to Aunt Martha. Thank you, Aunt Martha. You know, because if you don't say thank you to Aunt Martha, you're not getting another birthday present next year. But if you understand, when you do it meaningful, then you have a geschmack. And this lady, like, that's the way, not to go easy on them, but to give them a geschmack in what they're doing. See, that's the difference. What people are doing, I see, and I see it all over, that we go easy on them, we're so terrified. But it's not the solution to go easy on them. Then when things get rough, they chuck it. That's also a danger. But to make it geschmack. Now, how do you make Shabbos geschmack if he can't text and he can't listen to his iPod and he doesn't like Shalt especially? So you make Shabbos geschmack. Shabbos, onik Shabbos, find out I don't know, I'm not giving a class now on Shabbos. But that's what the Chavis HaLovis is saying. When you do Ha'ora Sichlis, right, Shabbos, you know, you could. So we think it's burdensome because, lecturing to him, preaching to him, he he has enough of school, and that's what schools wrong. Schools don't do Ha'ara Sichlis. Schools are very good, if they're good, they're good at Ha'ara Taranis. High schools, for sure. I'm talking about high schools for girls. Boys have nothing. Have nothing. They just learn Gemara most of the time. But girls at high school level, they do Ha'ara Taranis. Maybe the good seminaries do a little Ha'ara Sichlis, and the girls get something out of it. But the better the seminary, it's called, the hierarchy is academics. And you go back to Ha'ara Taranis with academics. So, but that's what the Chavis HaLavda says. V'yiyah gmulo b'olam hazeh. This is yoschar. This is a fucking amazing sentence. Yoschar and olam hazeh. So to speak, yoschar, the natural outcome, the schar of doing Ha'ara Sichlis in Olam Hazeh will be Hasimcha b'mesikas avodas Hashem, the joy you will find in the sweetness of doing the Dvar Hashem. Kmo Shamar Hanavi, the Pesuk in Yirmiyahu, Nimtu Dvarecha v'ochleim, I lapped it up. We say that I lapped it up. V'ochleim v'hi Dvarecha l'ilsoson u'lasimchas l'lavi ki nikra Shimcha alai Hashem alokei tzvakos. Remember, he said that's a madrega of Nevi'im. They're so into Hashem that they—that's a madrega of a Navi. Nikrashim Chalai. The Omer Yismach Tzadik Hashem V'Chosabo V'Yishalulu Kol Yisrael Leiv. The Omer Ozuel Tzadik Kol Yisrael Leiv Simcha. All of these psukim talk about Simcha Hashem. Ugmula L'Olam Haba. We don't really understand this sentence because this is a higher madrega of Olam Haba. Right? He said the people that do Ha'ara Sichlis, the Taranis, properly will of course go to Olam Haba. Now he's talking about a higher Madrega, Lagi El Or HaElyon. I'm not going to try to explain that. But it's a bigger pleasure for the Neshama. It's more of a Dveikus Hashem, because the Neshama was more engaged with Hashem. In Olam Hazeh, it will be more engaged with Hashem, Lo'ad U'Neitzach Mitzachim. So again, the engagement with Hashem of being obedient is like wonderful, and Alavai we would be there, and the Rebbe assures us you're going to Gan Eden, and that's great, yeah. No, but there's a higher Madrega, just like we want a better stove and a better refrigerator and a better car, and we want better everything, so we should have aspirations in Ruchnius too. We want a better this and a better that, so just mean, you know, understand what you're doing. And there's so many books out there now, or Torah on the internet, there's so many places to find. If you search, Teretz is time. That's a good question. I don't know. I'm sorry, yeah.
How do you differentiate between doing the mitzvah for syphilis as opposed to schar onish? Because you just said that we're trying to attain a higher level.
He's saying that will be the result. In Ha'ara Taranis, which is obedience oriented, he said this back in Perek Beis. When you're obedience oriented, so you're Schar V'Onesh oriented. It doesn't have to be that way, you know. Say I have to listen to Hashem because He's Melech Malchei Hamlocha Mekadosh Baruch Hu. But it's in the same perspective. Ha'ara Sichlis is I understand the inner value of what I'm doing. And I don't have to be cajoled or bribed or warned if I don't do it. I want to do this. Because that's the sichli. That's one of the qualities of sichli is that you can't do it shelo lishma. And you can't fake it. And you can't do it, you know, min asafo l'chutz. You can't do it by its nature. It has to be pnimi. Here he's just saying the result will be a hayam adrega and olam abba. He's not saying to do it for that reason. He's saying Yoschar and Olam Hazeh will be that you will find simcha in doing a mitzvah, and Yoschar and Olam Haba will be to be more connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because you are more connected. Whatever the Neshama does in this world is its connection to Hashem and Olam Haba. Kmo Shomar im Bedochai Teilech v'imis Mishmarti Tishmor v'gamato Todin es Beisi v'kam Tishmor es Chatzeroi v'nosati l'cho Malchim min Om Demo'ela. You'll be like a Malach. That's what the prophecy of Zechariah said to Zechariah. We read this on Shabbos Chanukah. We're going to learn it this week in the Nachshir. It's Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem. But I'm not sure what the Chavit HaLavda sees in this pasuk, because the pasuk could very well be talking about ha'arat toranis. I don't see any implication to anything more than that. I don't know. Imbis mishmarti, imbitwachai telech, imbis mishmarti tishmor, v'gamet adondin is basi, v'gam tishmor is chatzevoi, v'nosati lo malchim, v'nom demela. Okay, maybe he's just showing that there is such a madrega. In other words, Chari was a tzaddik, I'm sorry, Yeshua HaKohen HaGadol, the prophecy is about. So he was a tzaddik beforehand, and now there's just another madrega. I don't know. I'm not sure how he sees in the pasuk the link. It does say the madrega of being like a malach. So, okay. But it doesn't say what brings that on. I mean, it doesn't say that I don't see how it says that Ha'orah Taron is, that Ha'orah Sichlis brings it on. Again, Morav Tuvcha means like above and beyond, it sounds like. Okay, so that was number five. Now we're on number six. Number five started off saying the quality of Ha'orah Taronis, that because we start off life immature and not understanding, so we can't wait until we grow up, so we'll do it right away. But then he completes number five by saying, and then he says, then you're going to go to Gan Eden, you're a wonderful person, you're a tzaddik, you're a chassid zach, noki, wonderful, beautiful. And he says, but of course, if you do Ha'orah Sichlis, you're going to be on an even higher madrega. Vashishi. There are things in the Torah that Hashem wants us to do, and we would never figure it out. Now, nothing in the Torah is irrational or arbitrary. And when it says Avram Avinu figured out Kol HaTorah Kula, he's going to talk about chukim now, like shatnez and chukim, other chukim, what we call chukim, which means we find it hard or can't understand the inner meaning of it. It's seemingly inexplicable. So he's going to Iker say that you need Ha'orah Taronis for that, because Ha'orah Sichlis wouldn't be able to do it. Now I'm saying, nothing in the Torah is irrational, nothing in the Torah is arbitrary. And when it says Avram Avinu did Kol HaTorah Kula, and he didn't have a Matan Torah, so that means he figured it all out with Ha'orah Sichlis. Now he figured out even the Chukim. It says, Vayishmor Mishmarti, Chukosai, V'sorosai. So he did the Chukim. So certainly Chukim have a rationale, but it's a chol because it's not nigla to us. And you see Rashi all over Chumash and Chazal and the Midrashim always give suggested explanations and rationales for chukim. Yeah, because they do have them, it's just, it's not revealed. So we make suggestions and we think and we speculate. But, okay, having said that though, that's his number six, that there are things that we might not do because we can't understand it, because the average person or even the average understander of Ha'orah Sichlis would not be able to understand Parah Aduma, would not be able to understand certain halachas that are chukim. So they wouldn't get done, but Hashem does have a cheshbon why it should be done. So that's why there's Ha'orah Taronis. V'hashishi ki ha'Torah kalul enyonim, the Torah certainly has mitzvahs, lo yuchal ha'secher levo'er ofani chiyuvim, that the seichel is not mesugal to explain their chiyuv. Name ha mitzvahs. Name ha-mitzvahs ha-shimiyos, mitzvahs that are essentially and primarily to us obedience-oriented mitzvahs, because there is no rationale that we can be omed on. Uklolem mishorashay ha-sichliyos. That's very, very interesting. You know, you can figure out a lot, but you can't figure out everything. You can't figure out the prote-protem. You know, I dare say, even in Momenus, you know, I don't know if you... how acquainted you are with Chumash, but like, you know, if you mazik someone, you have to pay for it. But there's so many dinim in mazik, in the Mishnayos and in Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch, that we would never, like the pratim are so, it's like a full of pratim. Right? And if you do this, it's only if you're this old, and it's only if this, and it's only if that, and it's only if that. It's like, it's a very, very complex legal system. And there's many protim, even in Shomer, Shamachinam is this, Shamasachar is that, Socher is that, Shoel is that, everything. So who says you'd be able to figure everything out the way Hashem wants it to be? Uklolim Mishorashay Hasiklias Vizahya Bavur. Now he says something very controversial, but he's the Chalitha Bavas, and he has a right to say it. He held it was true. Is the reason Hashem gave such mitzvahs, if you would ask me, I'd say because Hashem wants that also. Hashem wants you to be obedient too. Because there's a danger in Ha'ara Sichlis that you start to think, if it makes sense to you, I'll do it, and if it doesn't make sense to me, I won't do it. So there is a danger in the Chayvus Halvavus' path of Ha'ara Sichlis. And that's another reason why you need a good solid base of Ha'ara Toronis first, and then Ha'ara Sichlis, to try to avoid throwing away chas v'shalom mitzvahs that you don't understand, that seem to you counterproductive. But he doesn't answer that. He gives a much more controversial answer. His view of the Dor HaMidbar is not as complimentary as we understand Dor HaMidbar. We understand Dor HaMidbar as being Dor Deya and having Nevuah and being like really, really, really amazing people. His view is what we call down to earth. They just emerged from centuries of slavery, and they were basically primitive people. He doesn't argue with the Medrash that by Kriyas Yamsuf they saw that, because that was a special gift. And he doesn't argue that 7 weeks after Yetzias Mitzrayim they got the Torah at Har Sinai and they saw amazing things. But that was like a gift from Hashem, But they themselves were basically primitive people. And they had to be they had to become civilized. They had to become, they had to become all of them. So Hashem gave dinim. They weren't holding by figuring out things. They weren't holding by orasichlis. Somebody could say adarabba, they should have been taught only orasichlis so that they should understand what they're doing. But others just know they were. Primitive, they didn't have analytical minds, they didn't used to thinking about things. Paro made sure they had no time to think, right? When he took away their teven, and when he took away their kash, they had to make their own teven. So it says al yishu b'divrei sheker, right? No time to think even, no time. He says that's what the Zehoya Bavur Shaya Ha'om Shinitnulam Atora Baisahi Binyan Gover Akaivas Abamiyas Alehem. They had taivas, they had urges, like a person has, like the Goyim have. And they weren't yet trained to control those urges. They wouldn't have been able to relate to so many mitzvah sechlias. Fenagabem Atora Bazaminagechad. So the Torah gave mitzvahs, like obedience mitzvahs, and some sichlius tikkun mitzvahs that they could chap. So now they have these types of mitzvahs and that types. So number six is, there wouldn't be the chukim. And why are there chukim? Why are there chukim? Why doesn't the Torah always give you a full plate? Something that you can sink your teeth into, ideally, the way you're supposed to. It says because they weren't holding there. The generation that got the Torah were not holding by it, so there had to be this type and that type.
Isn't he saying that people haven't changed?
I can only see what he says. He says because the Dor HaMidbar were not holding by getting Kulo. Again, he gives seven reasons why there's a need for Ha'ara Toronis. Number six is that that door that got the Torah were not holding by having Kulo Ha'ara Sichlis. They didn't have the head for it. They didn't have the nature for it. That's what he says. Again, number six you can put on the list even if you don't like what he's saying. So don't look at the English translation. I don't know. But and don't read the Hebrew either. The Edson thing he's saying, I think, is a perfectly valid reason, because not everything can. He happens to talk about the Dor HaMidbar, but he might as well say it to us. Some things are very, very sublime and very, very conceptual, and some things you're not going to understand, and they won't, and they, therefore they won't get done. Number two, if you remember, was that I don't feel like it, because when you're playing with Aura Sichlis only, you're playing with fire. Because what happens if one morning I woke up and I can convince myself that rationally you're not supposed to give tzedakah, because Hashem wanted the guy to be poor, who am I to argue? Right? There's a danger in only rational thought governing what you do. Because your negiyas could make you rationalize the other way. That's number two. Here he's saying I think he could have answered just a person can't reach it. You will not. The mitzvahs that are too sublime, too deep, and you're not going to do them. So therefore, there had to be a taranis for the chukim. He framed it in terms of the Dor HaMidbar, the Dor to whom the Torah was given. If you have an analytical mind, a deep mind, a philosophical mind, you'll be able to do both. And umisha nachlash sichlo midas yuvam, so he'll treat them all as obedience mitzvahs. So you won't even understand tzitzis or challah or mezuzah. You know, the way we understand it on level one, we understand it probably like fifth grade math, as opposed to a guy learning math, a post doctorate, degree, and he's doing the theory of numbers and whatever he's doing. We're so proud of ourselves, but what we call depth is probably like fifth grade math, clapping the depth of Torah, if that. Anyway, so the person with shvacha seichel will do them all as ha'oras toronis. The ones that are essentially obedience mitzvahs. So now everybody's happy. So the need for Ha'ora Toranis is for the people that just wouldn't get Ha'ora Sichlis, either in some mitzvahs or in all of them. And he points to the Dor Midbar, where Hashem made that split, made the two lists. Ones that we can understand, and Chukim that we can't and we wouldn't, so they have to listen to the mouth's obedience, so everybody understands that there has to be obedience to Hashem, even if you don't understand what you're doing. Vashvi, number seven, why there had to be a Torah and a Har Sinai and a Nesinas HaTorah. Ki HaTorah Nagia Eleha Adam, we got it through Moshe Rabbeinu, who did also some Mosim, showed us the existence of Nevuah, showed us that Hashem speaks to people, that Hashem communicates with Bnei Adam. She Yiru al Yodo also some Mosim, Kol Bnei Adam Shovim Bahem Mitzad Har Gosh Shosom. Everybody sees that the Torah is from Hashem. You don't have to start with proofs. There was a revelation. In other words, the giving of the Torah. And the giving of the Torah was essentially like Ora Toronis. Like, here are the rules. Here are the Seres Adibras. Here are the 613 mitzvahs. So, and then everybody saw that it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu by Hashem, and everything was revealed, and everything was open. With miracles that they saw and felt, with their five senses, they saw those miracles. They saw what they saw. They heard what they heard. Umuvonim al yedei haseichel. No safle hisorus hasichlis hativis hamishreshus b'metchilas biyotu b'tziyosim. In other words, in pure ha'ora sichlis, everybody's going to be like Avraham Avinu. Everyone's going to sit in a cave and think and philosophize and pace back and forth, and is going to emerge with the Torah. We have a model. Avraham Avinu did that. So he says, okay, the need, this is number seven, the need for Hora Toranis is to have the whole Har Sinai experience. To have the Har Sinai experience, to see that there's Nevuah. Remember, Nevuah is one of the 13 animamens. It's one of the 13 principles, articles of Emunah. Why? I think last week we talked about why is Tchias HaMeisim so important. Why is Nevuah so important? Hashem can't change the Torah anyway. I can't. He won't. That's another one of the 13 Ikrim. He will not change the Torah. It's probably correct to say he can't. Open up a whole can of worms, and worms are not kosher, so we won't go there. No, just like Hashem can't change, it's like the word can't is a silly, childish word. Hashem can't change his own nature. Torah is the spiritual emanation of Hashem. So saying he can change the Torah is like saying he could change Hashem. Which is like, it's an absurd sentence. A sentence is a silly sentence. So, the Chavzalodos is saying reason number seven, again, is because the Ara Sichlis would have, there would be no need for Hashem to give the Torah. There would be no need for a tzivui. People would understand on their own what they have to do, what they're obligated to do. Like Avraham, everybody would be like a mini Avraham Avinu. That's what Ara Sichlis is. Bring me in line with Avraham Avinu, where I understand what I'm doing and I understand why this is service of Hashem and I understand why Hashem wants me to do this, why it's important to do this, and the Ruchniyus think of benefits of doing this, etc., etc., etc. But the Hashem wanted the Har Sinai experience. That's how I understand number seven, that they should see Nevuah. I was in the middle of saying, why is Nevuah so important? Because it's Hashem's not going to change the Torah anyway, because it's important. Not just important, apparently it's essential to know that there is an avenue to communicate with Hashem. Hashem is not some figure that lives somewhere in Shemayim, and you know, and you have to believe there's Ashkocha Pratis. No, there is a way Hashem communicates with people. That's like it changes our whole picture of Hashem. I think that's why Nevuah is so important as an Iker Hadas, one of the 13 animamins, that there's Nevuah. It's essential. It's vital and essential to believe, to understand that Hashem actually communicates with people. He is so real, and it's a big loss that ever since Chag Yizchari and Malachi, which we're learning in the Nachshir, we're learning Yizchari now, we learned Chagai, I should say. It's a tremendous loss. And then, you know, where's Hashem? Who's Hashem? I have to prove Hashem's existence. When Hashem talks to you, it says, hey buddy, you don't have to prove Hashem's existence. He's talking to you. So that's what he's saying. So that's why they needed to see that Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Bnei Yisrael to do the Torah. And they needed to see that. You know, that's worth the experience. With just the Ara Sichlis, maybe they would end up figuring everything out, like Avraham Avinu did, but they would be missing this experience. And so that's number seven. So number seven, I think, is really saying because of the Maimon Har Sinai experience. The Zos Tosefes, this is in addition, Al Mashid Biyuela Bishorish Abriya Vayatsir Menorah Sechlis. Umisha Yichon told us all the Kimo love. Okay, now he says something major. We're gonna be in the middle of it. He says like this. Remember, the things that are common to mankind demand that we serve Hashem with the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Okay, I'm not getting into the technicalities that we have to do them because Torah was given to Moshe at Har Sinai. We don't do them because of Hashem's commandment to Noach. That's a technicality. Philosophically, it's more than a technicality, But in conceptually, the Chavis Halvodas system says that Bnei Noach have to serve Hashem, and we have to serve Hashem. And the bottom line, we exist, we think, the biology, Shar HaBechina. Jews have 613 as opposed to 7 because he took us out of Mitzrayim and he made us Am HaNivchar, Ashabocha bonu mikol ha'amim. We're a special nation. Special nation has special obligations. The Kohanim have special obligations above a regular Jew because they were given certain privileges. Privileges demand obligations. And then, that's what he's going to say, and then and that's the system. And that demands, and that really can be extrapolated to every person, right? If I feel Hashem did something for me, I have to pay back. I have to serve Hashem more. So that's what he says. A person who understands, who sees what Hashem is doing for him, the good Hashem is bestowing upon him. Everybody's breathing, I'm breathing. Everybody's talking, I'm talking. Everybody's digesting food, I'm digesting food. Everyone's, the kalim and the body that expel the waste is working fine, mine's working fine also. So that person, Yamin Bechiv Kabbalah Savodas Olokim Bechomine Haskalios. He's saying an interesting thing. Basically, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach are rational mitzvahs. And it's Madrega. And on that level, that the things, the Tovos that Hashem bestows upon us that are common to all mankind, that will demand that I serve Hashem as thank you, and it will be irrational things, things that I could theoretically figure out myself to do. So that's b'chol minei ha-sichlius. The Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach are essentially sichlius mitzvahs. So I used to wonder about Eva Menachai. That's one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So think of it as a chok. Then I read this book that described a certain culture where they ate Eva Menachai, B'davka. And it takes a tremendous amount of achzorius and cruelty to, and they Dafka did it in order to be kone the mida of cruelty and achzorius, and I understood that it's really a sichliistic mitzvah that it could be. You know, you can understand that to do that, to eat Eva Menachai takes a certain coldness and uncaringness and selfishness and cruelty, and so that's what he says. Uksheiv Matolus Abori Olav. And then you get away, you feel, oh wow, I feel, I'm a Jew. I belong to the Jewish nation. Oh, I have to serve Hashem more. Other mitzvahs, even the ones that are not so seicheldik, even the ones not so seicheldik to us, the ones that are more obedience oriented, I'll understand, I have to do it. Now let's say you're a Levi, such as I am, and say, oh, I get to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Wow. I say, Yachid ben Shifto mi baladei Shifte Shor Amo, the Leviim, Kekuhuno, Leviya. So then he says, okay, I gotta serve Hashem. Right? Again, I think I said this last week. We think they work in the Beis HaMikdash, so that they pick up their paycheck. They can eat from the karbanos. But Chazalovus is really saying an amazing Kiddush that it's the other way around. This Shevet was said, you're close to Hashem, you can eat from the karbanos. That demands of you more responsibilities. So you're going to have to work in the Beis HaMikdash because you have the benefits, so you have the obligations. There's 24 special avodos that the Kohen has to do, and it exactly matches up the 24 gifts of kahuna that the Kohanim were given. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay. Well, thank you. I forgot, really, it happened Shabbos already. What reminded me was the email about, there was an email about someone who became a grandfather. Yeah, so that reminded me. I also became a grandfather again. Baruch Hashem. Right near me, this is Mermelstein. Yeah, they live in Ramat Eshkol. This is Novia. Can I talk to you?
Yes.
I think that Davin Mincha didn't have to.